Blog Talk Radio.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of such a group.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted.
Yes, I am. You better believe it, baby. It's Thursday, October 1st. You know what time it is. It's time for the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are back and better than ever. This is the Ron Kelly Show, as I said just a couple seconds ago, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. The AM/FM Broadcasting Network, and specifically WWPR 1490 AM in Tampa Bay, Florida. First and foremost, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for sparing a brother and all of you to be here once again. It's Thursday, October 1st already, 2020, and Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Many of us, if we're still here, will have a lot to be thankful for when it finally comes around. Oh boy, I have a lot to talk about tonight, primarily the Biden-Trump debate. But first, shout out to the mayor of Plainfield, New Jersey, Mayor Adrian O'Mappin, the city council, and my new listeners and the residents of Plainfield, New Jersey. My friends, shout out to Matt and Julia Porterfield, owners of Amica and Porterfield Transportation. Oh, boy. The Biden-Trump debate had an estimated 73 million people, which was only second to the Clinton-Trump debate 4 years ago, which had an astounding 84 million viewers who eventually decided to elect Donald Trump as president, largely because of the bombshell that then FBI Director James Comey dropped on Hillary Clinton's head just a week out from the general election. And many Hillary supporters today still have the sour taste in their mouth. And they blame Comey for the loss. Incidentally, there's a two-part HBO program. I think HBO or Showtime, one of those two, coming up. The Comey Files or something like that is coming on. And must-see TV for me. I'm definitely going to watch the Comey Files, the Comey situation, whatever it is. It's going to be on Showtime. Matter of fact, it already aired. I believe it's the 27th and the 28th or the 28th and the 29th. Of September. So definitely check that out, the Comey situation on Showtime. All right, everybody, thank you so much. Welcome. Glad you're all okay. This COVID situation is not getting any better. Thankfully, New Jersey and New York have the lowest infection rates in the country, but they're starting to peak a little bit in certain areas, so we just have to keep an eye on that. Everybody, do your due diligence. Wash those hands. Put on that mask. I know you don't like wearing a mask. I don't like wearing a mask either. You know, I don't want to cover up this face. You got to walk with a mask. So definitely do your due diligence. Shout out to Charlie Chambers, my sister, Sandra Joy Jones, Linda Lombrazo. Good evening, ladies, and thank you so much for joining me right here on the Ron Kelly Show. All right. So did you hear this? Oh, man. You know, I sat through that whole 90-minute debate. They should have had some commercials so everybody could take a deep breath. And it was just crazy, crazy, crazy. You know, because I can hear in the background, you know, it was almost like a Jerry Springer, like Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. I kind of, you know, was thinking about that. That kept rolling around in my head during the course of the debate. Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. And I was waiting for the Jerry bell to ring. Then Trump and Biden probably would have been in slow motion, you know, like this. you know, going at each other. But anyway, what a embarrassment. I mean, just, you know, it's embarrassing. It's I'm ashamed to be an American after watching that. The most powerful man on the planet and someone who aspires to be the most powerful man on the planet going at it like two kids. Let me just play a little something from that. Let me play a little clip in case you didn't watch it. Because I know a lot of y'all didn't. A lot of y'all weren't part of the 73 million folks who did partake of this nonsense. But let me just play a little clip to get you in touch with what's going on with this thing.
You shut up, man.
Listen, China ate your lunch, Joe.
You're the worst president America has ever had. Come on. I'm not here to call out his lies. Everybody knows he's a liar.
But you
I just want to make sure. I want to make sure.
You graduated last in your class. I
want to make sure.
Mr. President, can you let him finish, sir?
He doesn't know how to do that.
You know what? You're
not true.
You're going to have.
True.
Gentlemen. I hate to raise my voice, but it seems to be. Why should I be different than the two of you?
I just. Oh boy. You know, when you look back at the Clinton, and I look back on the Clinton and Trump debate, which is a lot more civil, I guess, because Trump didn't want to appear to be beating up on a woman, so he was a lot more civil when he debated Hillary Clinton. But what a disgrace! Just horrific. Shout out to Albert Vega, who's watching the program. I watched his program last night, and you should too, Wednesday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Albert Vega spinning the wheels on dymusicradio.com. So, yeah, so just unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, what can I say? What can I say? So, in any case, 73 million people watched the election, watched the debate, the first debate. And the Council on Presidential Elections is going to announce some changes that are going to take place so we can avoid another Jerry Springer show like we had just the other night with Trump and Biden. And I think one of the things they're going to do, what they're thinking about doing is to what they're thinking about doing is to shut off their mics, which I think is a good idea. Just shut off the mics when they start going in at it at each other. But it was just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. You see, you know, and shout out to Donnie Wilson. Shout out to Donnie Wilson, who reminded me that there was a House hearing on white supremacists infiltrating police departments. And I've been talking about that forever. You can go to my archive, The Ron Kelly Show, blogtalkradio.com/The Ron Kelly Show, and you will see that I've been talking about this for a minute about Trump. Not necessarily Trump, but about white supremacists infiltrating police departments. And this is behind a lot of the abuse that you see. This is the driving force behind the police killings and the abuse of black children and you know, in a situation in Aurora, Colorado, where they had these five girls. One was only 6 years old. 6 years old, laying on the ground, face down, with handcuffed behind her back. A six-year-old black girl. And the only way to explain all of this is that the white supremacists have been infiltrating police departments, and they've been using their badge to abuse black people. Now, I've been talking about this for a minute. The FBI came out with a report about 14 years ago about the white supremacists infiltrating police departments. And I tell you, that explains it. That explains what's going on in this country right now. That white supremacists, they're not all police, though. White supremacists, but there have been white supremacists who have infiltrated police departments and are using their badge to abuse black folks. So anyway, welcome everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. It's just about 10 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Shout out to Albert Vega. Shout out to Linda Lombroso, who says, Trump behavior to debate has told me two things. He's a racist and can't handle losing. Yeah, Sandra Joy Jones says it's disturbing, and it is very disturbing. You see, but, you know, and I watched it, and more than anything else, more than the disrespect, more than the childish antics of the president of the United States, what disturbed me the most, and I've been talking to y'all about this, what disturbed me probably more than anything else was when he refused to He refused to condemn white supremacy. That you know, and it's not surprising, but it is alarming, because we always knew who President Trump was. You know, we always knew. But for him to actually tell the Proud Boys and some of these other, the Boogaloo Boys and some of these other white supremacists, violent white right-wing white supremacist organizations to stand down. See, that's what a colonel or a captain tells his troops. You tell your troops to stand down. He didn't say stop. You know, he said stand down. Shout out to Bunny McKnight, who's watching the program. Thank you, my brother. He didn't say, he said stand down. See that, and again, that's what a leader tells his troops, stand down. He didn't tell them to stop. He didn't tell them to stop. He told them to stand down. And now, and he's talking about sending people into the polling places, poll watchers. And see, in some of these states where carrying guns is legal, carrying rifles is legal, these people are going to show up at these polling places with guns, trying to intimidate folks from voting. See, so this is the most consequential election in our lifetimes. And it's very important that we all go out and vote. Now, I got my I just want to say something about the ballots. Now, I got the paper ballot. It was mailed to me, and it's confusing. I'm telling you, it's confusing with all the things that you know, that you have to do. So I would encourage everybody, you know, if you can vote in person, do go and vote in person if you can. Now, because with these ballots, if you do one thing wrong, if you don't dot every I, if you don't cross every T, your vote is not going to be good. Your ballot is going to be thrown out if you don't follow the instructions implicitly. So I would encourage everybody, if you're able to vote in person, vote in person, because we can't have another 4 years of Donald Trump. We cannot have another 4 years of Trump, because he's already made himself known. You know, he's the Grand Wizard. He just doesn't have the hood on. He's the Grand Wizard of the KKK. He's the leader of the right-wing, violent right-wing, anti-immigrant, anti-minority faction here in the United States, because we don't see him now. They're around. They're around. I mean, we don't see them. They're not out there like that. But when the Black Lives Matter, they showed up in Portland. They showed up in Minneapolis. They show up everywhere. And we just have to be very careful. And people, and we got to take this thing seriously. A lot of us are still posting our pictures on Facebook of us smiling and all this stuff. You know, and that's fine. But you have to be aware of what's going on. That's why I love my audience. My audience is very passionate about what's going on in the world. My audience cares about what's going on in the world. So I really love you guys. Shout out to San Joy Jones, who says they're all now tweeting. Yeah, they're tweeting that they're standing down and standing by. Also, Linda Lombardo said the media host posted the head of the Proud Boys. He is Latin. He's Latin. One of the Proud Boys, allegedly. I'm not 100% sure about that. But Linda Lombardo says it, I believe it. So there's, you know, it's crazy, and it's something that we all have to be concerned about, because you know what's going to happen, and I've been saying it, and people have been listening to me, but I've been saying that if Trump loses this election, if they count those ballots before January 20th, and they find out that Trump loses, those Proud Boys are not going to be standing down. Those Proud Boys are not going to be standing down. Now, I doubt seriously if they come into the hood in Newark or L.A. or, you know, East L.A. or anything like that. But black folks who live in areas where there's a lot of white folks are going to have some problems. They're going to have some problems. All right, it's 15 minutes past the hour, everybody. Got a lot to talk about tonight. I was expecting Kentucky Attorney General David Cameron to release the grand jury transcripts from the Breonna Taylor grand jury. You see, now we know, you know, I'm going to talk, I mean, we'll get to that. And we'll also talk about Corporal Michael Owen from the Prince George's County Police, who's been thrown under the bus. See, that blue, now they say back to blue, but that blue don't protect black people. I'm going to talk about that as well. We got a lot going on, just so much. I mean, my head is like about to explode. There's so much going on right now in this country. And I can't say it enough that we have to be vigilant. Folks have to come out and vote. I get it how people are like, well, I ain't voting this time. You know, my vote doesn't matter. No, your vote does matter. Your vote does matter. So I'm encouraging everybody who listens to this program all across the United States of America to do go out and do your due diligence and vote. All right, we'll take a quick break, everybody. We'll come right back with more of my program. This is the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. Take the following everyday steps to help avoid the spread of all respiratory viruses. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Throw the tissue away and then wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects or surfaces, such as remote controls and doorknobs. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. And stay home if you are sick. Call your healthcare provider if you develop fever, cough, or difficulty breathing. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
All righty, then we are back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. Linda Lombroso says, vote no matter who's trying to intimidate you. Hopefully everybody will do that. Ronald McCready, shout out to you, my brother, my fourth grade classmate from just a couple years ago. I'm not going to say how long ago it was. Shout out to you, my brother. So, okay, so there's a case in Prince George's County, Maryland. I'll get back to the Trump nonsense and everything, but let me start with this. So Michael Owen's a black police corporal in Prince George's County, Maryland, who shot William Green, a black man, William H. Green, six times while he was in a patrol car. And this happened in January. Now, this is something that flew under my radar, too. Now, Maryland County has reached a $20 million settlement with the family of unarmed William H. Green, who was fatally shot by a police corporal Michael Owen, a black police officer, while he was handcuffed in a patrol car in January. Now, this $20 million settlement, I mean, the settlements are going up. It was $12 million for Breonna Taylor. Now it's going to be $20 million for the family of William Green. Now, the county executive of Prince George's County says there's no appropriate price tag to accompany a loss like that one, but we believe the actions taken that night against Mr. Green and ultimately taken against his family warrant this settlement. So now, Corporal Michael Owen is a 10-year veteran of the Prince George's Police Department, and allegedly he shot William H. Green, 43 years old, black man, multiple times on January 27th while Mr. Green's hands were handcuffed behind his back and as he sat in the front seat of a parked police cruiser. Now, there's no way that this man, like in many of the cases that have taken place, there's no way that Mr. Green could have been a threat to Corporal Owen when Mr. Green had his hands handcuffed behind his back. Now, Mr. Green was pulled over, according to the Prince George's Police. He was pulled over because he was suspected of driving under the influence after he hit a couple of different cars, parked cars. Now, the difference between this and some of the other police killings, George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and some of the other cases, the difference between those cases and this one was that Corporal Owen was suspended without pay. He was charged with voluntary and involuntary manslaughter, first degree assault, and use of a firearm to commit a violent crime. Now, parallel that with the Breonna Taylor case, where no one was convicted of a crime. I mean, no one was charged with a crime. The only person actually charged with basically was a misdemeanor was Detective Brett Hankinson, who was fired not right afterward, but he was fired, you know, consequently as a result of the investigation. And Corporal Owen was arrested the very next day, and he was denied bail, and he's been suspended without pay. Now, most of the police officers who get caught out there with the killing of black folks, they are put on, they're not suspended. They're suspended with pay, or they're put on what they call, you know, death duty. That's what happens to most of them. But not Corporal Owen. Corporal Owen is black, and he was suspended without pay, and he was denied bail. Now, many of these, the white officers who get caught out there get bail. You know, maybe not right away, but they do eventually get bail. But this happened in January, and Corporal Michael Owen still has not gotten bail. Now, I'm not absolving him of any wrongdoing. I mean, he was wrong. He was dead wrong for what he did. But that blue don't back the black. You know, that blue doesn't black the back. But back to black. And Corporal Owen, I believe, is still in jail. He has been denied bail, and he's been charged with, I believe those charges have been upgraded. I'll have to look it up. But he's been charged with manslaughter and involuntary manslaughter. So he's going to get, just like Muhammad Noor, who was the black police officer in Minneapolis, who got 12 and a half years, who was charged with third degree murder, got 12 and a half years in prison. Thank you, Albert Begay. Yeah, administrative leave. Yeah, they get administrative leave with pay. But Corporal Michael Owen did not get administrative leave. He got unpaid administrative leave. And many of these officers do, white officers do still get paid. You know, so this, even in, you see, black police officers have to understand, you're not going to get the same treatment, just like regular black man does not going to get the right treatment from, he's not going to get treated equally in the courts. The black police officer who kills a black person is not going to get treated. He's going to get treated the same way, just like another black man. So this is what's going on with that. So yeah, $20 million. And I'm like, where did this come from? $20 million was awarded to the family of William Green, who was shot six times by Prince George's County police officer, Corporal Michael Owen. So I'm like, wow, you know. But fast forward to the Breonna Taylor case. Now, you know, we know that, I always knew that the fix was in with that. And I told you the fix was in with Michael Owen, in the Breonna Taylor case, because the police officer, Hankinson, was only charged with reckless endangerment. That's what it amounts to. So, but now, David Cameron did not give the grand jury the option of charging these officers with any type of manslaughter or murder or anything like that. Now he's admitting that he didn't do it. So it was supposed to be released Tuesday. I was waiting for it. You know, I was listening to the radio while I was at work. And what happened was he used, see, one of the grand jurors, one of the grand jurors from the Breonna Taylor grand jury asked for and was granted the release of the jury transcripts. Because Kentucky Attorney General David Cameron did was he hid behind the jury, and it made it seem like the jury did not want to make those charges. These officers, when it wasn't really the jury, it was him and the way he presented the evidence to the grand jury. Because when, you know, they say you can indict a ham sandwich. when you present something to the grand jury, you can get a ham sandwich indicted. And David Cameron could have gotten those officers indicted, but he did not, because he's a Trump supporter. He's a Mitch McConnell homeboy. And he used the grand jury. And so when everybody was all upset about why those officers didn't get charged, David Cameron said, well, you know, it was the jury. And somebody on the jury said, no, it wasn't us. And so now we have to wait until Friday, because Attorney General Cameron filed for a stay. until he could take the names of the grand jurors out of the grand jury transcript. So we have to watch that very carefully, because I think it's going to be more than the names that come out. I think he's trying to sell us a dream. You know, Linda Lombroso said, Albert Vega says, we get totally treated differently from other white folks. Absolutely. And Linda Lombroso said he's a coon. I don't like to use that word, but you know, he didn't have our best interests at heart, and he didn't present the right evidence to the grand jury. He presented it in a way where, actually, when he presented the evidence to the grand jury, he defended the police officers, and that's why two of them weren't charged with anything. And the one police officer that was charged with shooting a round into somebody else's house. So what about Breonna Taylor? There were no charges made against anyone for the actual killing of Breonna Taylor. Exactly, Ronald McCready. He covered it up. He covered it up. And this is the story with that. So tomorrow, they're supposed to be, tomorrow the transcripts, grand jury transcripts from the Breonna Taylor case supposed to be released tomorrow, with the names of the grand jurors removed from transcripts. So we'll see, you know, what happens with that. Hopefully tomorrow we'll find out what's going on, and I'll definitely get back on it, you know, because I want to get a copy of those transcripts myself so I can read them, and I'll definitely bring you guys up to speed next Thursday right here on the Ron Kelly show, 28 minutes past the hour. So we know it's you know, we know that, you know, David Cameron is trying to cover his ass, because it's going to come out that he presented the grand jury evidence, presented evidence to the grand jury in a way that exonerated the officers. And he, you know, because grand jury transcripts are secret and they're not supposed to be released, he just felt like, okay, he could get that off, you know, but he didn't get it off. And we're going to find out exactly what he said. We're going to find out the lies he told. We're going to find out all of that when the grand jury transcripts are released, hopefully tomorrow. So, and shout out to Donnie Wilson, who reminded me, and any of you guys can do that too. You can hit me up on my Facebook page or whatever if there's something to point you want to make that I haven't, you know, didn't get to. Shout out to Albert Vega, who says when the transcripts come out, most of it will be redacted. Yeah, well, the names, see, what he's claiming, Albert Vega, is that the names of the grand jurors, he wants to redact those only. So we should look forward to that, that he'll only redact the names of the grand jurors. That's all. Any other information should not be redacted. So when he filed his motion in the court, he filed a motion, and that's what he spelled out, that he wanted to redact the names of the grand jurors, and that's it. So there's no other information that can be redacted other than the names of the grand jurors. So we'll find out. We'll find out. David Cameron's going to have to eat this. He's going to have to admit that he presented the evidence in the grand jury case in a way that exonerated those officers. You know, David Cameron he's not married to Mitch McConnell's daughter. I mean, I know that's going around. That's not true. I mean, he's married to a white woman, but it's not Mitch McConnell's daughter. And he's a friend. Trump praised him after after David Cameron gave the news conference earlier this week. Donald Trump praised him. He's a Mitch McConnell. He's a friend of Mitch McConnell, and he's a Republican, and they all support him. So he tried to brush this under the rug, and it didn't work. So we're definitely going to find out tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll get those grand jury transcripts released, and we'll find out what exactly David Cameron did. Although we already know, but hopefully, we'll see. And Linda Lombroso, now you know that once, you know, they're already running for the exits away from David Cameron. They're running away from him like he's on fire. And those Republicans are not going to support David Cameron. They are not. They're already moonwalking back away from him because they know they don't want to have nothing to do with that. See, because when white folks, you know, Republicans, they get back. Even when they get, you know, even when they get, you know, they get, you know, what happens is they get a pardon from the president. The white folks. When the black folks do something, they get tossed under the bus. Like, oh, well. You know, that's why I don't understand why black people support the Republican Party, because you know you're going to get tossed under the bus as soon as you do something wrong. And David Cameron is not going to be supported. Mitch McConnell is going to be nowhere near David Cameron. And many of the other Republicans in Kentucky won't stand by David Cameron either. Just like, because when you're black, they step back. Just like with Corporal Michael Owen, the police officer in Maryland, who was charged with manslaughter the very next day. They didn't wait. You know, it took 6 months for somebody to get charged in a Breonna Taylor case. It took forever with Botham Jean, shot by the Texas police officer. I mean, when you're black, even a black police officer, you're not going to get backed up. So black cops better know that you're not going to get backed up when something, when you do something wrong. So anyway, I did shout out to Donnie Wilson once again. I know I said it about three times, but reminded me about the House Subcommittee on Police Misconduct. They had a hearing earlier this week, and they discussed the infiltration of police officers, infiltration of police departments by white supremacists. And, you know, again, this, I can't say it enough about the election that's coming up. It's very, very important we all vote. Trump has to go. You know, Trump has to go. And let's not get comfortable because it seems like Biden was in the lead, because Hillary Clinton was in the lead too. You see what happened with that. Hillary Clinton was in the lead and she lost. All, you know, Donald Trump thought he didn't have a chance. Hillary Clinton was already changing drapes in the White House, and, you know, she had to cancel that order because she didn't win. She lost. So we have to be very careful not to get complacent with the fact that, because polls can be wrong. So we can't get complacent with the fact that right now it seems that Joe Biden is leading everywhere. The lead is not that big. And we have to remember what happened with Hillary Clinton. That's just why it's very important we all come out and vote in this upcoming election, because it's going to be very consequential to black folks. And we all know how Trump feels about us, minorities, and Hispanics and black folks. That's why I can't understand how Trump can have any percentage of black folks. I heard it was around 13% of black folks are supporting Trump, which is outrageous. And in Florida, where there's a lot of Cubans and Hispanics, according to the polls, Biden and Trump are deadlocked. I think it's 48% and 48%, which is unbelievable. Why any minority person would support Trump? I just don't understand why that would happen. It's just unbelievable. So we know about the young lady who went to prison for putting her child. The lady that went to prison, you know, I read a little bit about that the other day. I didn't pull it up. Let me pull it up now. The lady who got, she went to jail for putting her son in another school district. Now, some of you know about that. Let me just get it together here. She went to jail for putting her son in a different school district. Now, the mother's name was Kelly. No, that wasn't her. I don't have the lady's name right here. I mean, I'll get it when I have the next, when I do the next break. But she went to prison for 5 years for putting her son in another school district. Now, some of you may know about, between putting your pictures on Facebook and what are you eating and stuff. Oh my goodness. It's just, I'll get some of y'all. Putting the pictures on Facebook and stuff and putting what you eat. And it seems like nobody really is in touch with what's going on. It seems like nobody, you know, Tanya McDowell, that was the lady's name, Tanya McDowell. Now, she got 5 years in prison for falsifying her son's school district. Tanya McDowell, a black woman from Bridgeport, Connecticut. She pled guilty to see, now, what's being said, we all know, in the beginning, we all thought that she went to prison for putting her child in another school district, while Felicity Huffman got 2 weeks for putting $300,000, or paying $300,000. She paid $15,000 to this guy who was supposed to help her get her child into a highfalutin school. She was sentenced to 14 days. Some of you guys know about that. She paid $15,000 to an admissions consultant and his nonprofit organization, and who then cheated on his daughter's test so she could go to a highfalutin school, USC or someplace in California. So, but now they're saying that Tanya McDowell sold drugs to an undercover police officer. That's what's being said now. So, the script has been flipped on Tanya McDowell, who was sent to prison for 5 years for putting her child in another school district. And Felicity Huffman, a white woman, and shout out to my white friends, who got 2 weeks in jail for paying for somebody to cheat to get her daughter. Lori Loughlin, also, who used to be on Full House, she got 5 months or something like that for spending $300,000 to put her child in the school. Shout out to Ronald McCleese. Yeah, she was sentenced to 5 years. But now they're saying that she pled also to larceny, and they're saying that she sold drugs to two undercover narcotics officers, and she pled guilty to that, so they said. You know, so it wasn't really just about the school issue. It was also about her pleading guilty to charges including first-degree larceny and 2 counts of sale of narcotics. So even with that, though, 5 years is a long time. Even with something like that, it's not like she killed somebody and she still got 5 years. So there is somewhat of a difference. But you can't, you know, what they're saying is you can't compare those two situations because she pled guilty to selling narcotics to undercover narcotics officers. So that's a little something right there. All right, everybody, it's 21 minutes before the hour. Okay, it's time for another break. We'll take one and we'll come back and we'll wrap this thing up. This is the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Oh no, I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products, USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating. Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Yeah, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
Alrighty then, we are back, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it is on blogtalkradio.com, the RonKellyShow.com, the AMFM Broadcast Network, and WWPL 1490 AM, number one talk radio station in Tampa Bay, Bradenton, Florida. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. Wow, yeah, so the COVID thing is raging on, and, you know, kids are back in school, so there's a little bit of a little bit of connection with the past, I guess you can say. Yeah, so those of you, I know there's a lot of you out there with school-age children who are probably worried about what's going on. Don't worry, don't fret. I mean, if you don't want to send your kids to school, you do have an option of doing the homeschooling. You know, and my only issue with the homeschooling is that, you know, there's a lot of, like, poor families, minority families, who don't have the facilities to do the homeschooling. You know, there's a lot of us, poor folks who are on Medicaid and who get assistance. I mean, poor people who don't have the, you know, who might not have Wi-Fi, who may not have the laptop. I understand in some of the cities they gave out a lot of laptops, but, you know, I just have a problem with that because, you know, a lot of the kids who are poor kids don't have the facilities that will enable them to, that will enable them to do that homeschooling thing. So I'm really concerned about that. But 207,000 folks so far, an estimated 400,000 by the end of the 2020, which is just unbelievable, unbelievable. So I'm watching the debate the other night, and you know, man, you know, I'm just so disappointed with Joe Biden because Joe Biden had some, he could have lit Trump up on a lot of things. He could have lit him up on the COVID. He could have lit him up. You know, because Trump tells more lies than anybody I ever knew, and Joe Biden, you know, Joe, there was so much ammunition there. Joe Biden didn't seize upon, I mean, he could have crucified Trump in that debate, but he didn't. Because there were, I saw so many openings where Trump, where he could have gut punched Trump, could have bent him over the podium, and he didn't. You know, he didn't. Because he allowed, I think Joe Biden allowed Trump, getting back to the debate. I think Joe Biden let Trump get under his skin when he called him a clown. I don't think that was appropriate, even though Trump is a clown, and we all know. But Biden allowed Trump to get under his skin, and that was Trump's whole thing, because Trump didn't have, you know, what could he have said about his record for the last 3 years and change? What could he have said? Nothing. There was nothing that Trump could have said to support himself or his accomplishments. And I mean, I'm like, right there, get him, you know, and Joe Biden did not seize upon the moments he has where he could have roundhouse Trump. He could have booger hooked Trump a whole bunch of times, and he didn't do it, especially when Trump would not condemn white supremacy. What do you want me to call him? You will give me a name. I mean, oh man, I'm so disappointed in Joe Biden because he didn't give Trump the knockout punch, and Trump gave him many opportunities. I mean, look at Trump's record, the COVID thing, 200,000 deaths. At the same time, Trump is trying to get rid of the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, the President of what's called Obamacare. And Trump said years ago, a couple of years ago, when he first was elected, as a matter of fact, he ran on getting rid of Obamacare. He said, we're going to replace it right away. So far, Trump has not replaced Obamacare. He has no plan. And the fact that Trump wants to get rid of Obamacare, especially now when there's a lot of people who Obamacare is saving their lives. Millions of people are getting health care through Obamacare in lieu of this coronavirus crisis. And Trump wants to get rid of Obamacare right in the middle of a national pandemic. Oh, my goodness. Oh. I mean, there was so many I mean, there were so many shots that, that Biden could have took at Trump, and he didn't do it. Highly disappointed. Shout out to Lamont Gates. Real social, I mean, not real social talk, real spiritual talk. Lamont Gates, host of Real Spiritual Talk, who says, Biden did well. No need for the extra theatrics. Trump's camp is still scrambling due to that debate. Linda Lombroso says, if he talks about my children, it would have been a fight. Right. Yeah, and see, that's the other thing, too. You know, Bo Biden, who passed away, who had brain cancer, was a soldier who served in Iraq and over in the Middle East. And Trump talked about him like a dog. And see, Trump's whole game plan was to get under Joe Biden's skin. And that's what he did. Especially when he talked about Joe Biden's son, Bo Biden, who passed away. He was in his 40s, I believe, and he was a soldier, you know. And you can see Joe Biden getting misty about that, you know. Lamont Gates says Biden did well. I don't agree with that. I don't agree that Biden did well. I think that he held on, but he should have been zinging Trump. And I don't mean being theatrical. I mean just laying it out there and letting the American people know, reinforcing what Trump has actually done, which is nothing. You know, and then the real killer was when he refused to disavow white supremacy, because Trump said, stand down. That's what a leader tells his troops, stand down. Lamont Gates. He told his boys, the Boogaloo boys, the Boogaloo boys and these other clowns, he told them to stand down. He didn't tell them, stop doing what you're doing. We don't need that. You know, he told them to go to the polls. So you're going to have the Boogaloo boys. You're going to have the Proud Boys and any other Trump supporters. They're going to be there in the states where they where carrying guns is legal, where carrying long guns, rifles, AKs and stuff is legal. And those people are going to be by the polling places. And they are there. They're going to be there to discourage minorities and black folks from voting. You know, I was watching, what's the brother's name? I can't think of his name right now, but I was watching him earlier when I was watching NBC, MSNBC, which is the station I watch a lot. And, you know, and they were talking about the election, and he said that McCready says all Trump has done is play golf. Yeah, exactly. Played golf and destroyed America during the week. Right, exactly. And I was watching, they had a commentator on MSNBC who was saying, like, everybody, don't be fooled by, you know, don't trust the polls. Because what happened was a lot of people, during the Hillary Clinton-Trump election contest, there were a lot of people who said they were voting for Hillary and wound up voting for Trump. You know, so the people who are down with Trump are going to be down with Trump no matter what. What Biden needs to do is get to the people who are on the fence, the people who Trump made promises to, people in the manufacturing community who lost their jobs, people in manufacturing who lost their jobs. Those are the people he needs to get in touch with, the people who are on the fence, the people who are disappointed that they didn't get what Donald Trump promised them. Those are the people that Biden needs to go after. And Lamont Gates says he did okay. I mean, he did well. I mean, I don't think he did well. I think he held his ground. But I think that he let Trump get under his skin, and he didn't take advantage of the wide open bolos that he could have put on Trump's head based on what Trump has done for the United States of America for the last 3.5 years. So this 9 minutes left to the program. So this election is very important, ladies and gentlemen. I see, and I look on Facebook, and I don't see a lot of people are even concerned about it. You know, like, yeah, the coal miners, Ronald McCready says, the coal miners. And I don't see a lot of people on Facebook, especially black folks. I don't see a lot of people concerned about the election. Nobody is talking, not a lot of black folks are talking about the election. There's a sampling, a handful maybe, who are talking about the election or who are even interested in the election. But there are a lot of black folks who are busy putting pictures of themselves on Facebook, Nobody cares about you. Nobody gives a damn. You know, I just don't understand it. I mean, yeah, I put pictures of myself on Facebook every now and then. But then, you know, some people put 5, 6, 7, 8 pictures. We know what you look like. We need to be focusing on this election and what we're going to do now, because black folks are going to be in danger. And I'm not just talking about, you know, all black folks are going to be in danger. Donald Trump wins this election. We're going to be, all of us are going to be in danger. They're going to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. And most of the people who are eligible for the Affordable Care Act are minorities and black folks who are going to lose their health insurance because the insurance companies right now, because of the Affordable Care Act, can't take into account a person's pre-existing condition. And that's the only reason why all these people have health insurance. Because, you know, when you go to get life insurance, they want to check you out to make sure you don't have any diseases, make sure, you know, they want to do all of this stuff, take blood tests and all of this stuff before they give you and they want to make sure you don't have an underlying condition before they give you health insurance. That's what the deal is, right? That's what the deal was before the Affordable Care Act. And now they're rushing this lady, Coney Barrett, through the Supreme Court, and she's already said that she's against the Affordable Care Act. She's against Roe v. Wade, you know, the right to have an abortion. And I'm not an abortion supporter. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't support abortion. I support the right of a woman to choose. That's what I support. So if she wants to get an abortion, you know, she should be allowed to get an abortion. So this lady, Coney Barrett, who's probably going to wind up being the next Supreme Court justice, is against ACA. She's against Roe v. Wade. And, you know, so the Civil Rights Act and the Voting Rights Act, see, these things are in danger because you're going to have they're going to have a six to three majority on the Supreme Court if this lady Coney Barrett gets confirmed. Now, you know, you all remember, and the Republicans are such liars because we all remember what happened when President Obama, 10 months out from the election, 10 months out from the election, 10 months out from the election, was prevented from presenting Merrick Garland, who was Barack Obama's choice for the Supreme Court. He did not even get a hearing because Mitch McConnell and the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee right now, Lindsey Graham, said that they didn't think that a Supreme Court justice should be confirmed or presented until the next election, until the election, not in an election year. There's so many videos and so many speaking points that these two clowns definitely did say. Lindsey Graham said, save the tape. I stand by what I said. And now they want, and see, just liars, just out and out liars. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to, so what they're trying to do is they're trying to get the court together so they'll be able to flip a lot of scripts. And a lot of things are going to be changed. You know, we couldn't even get the Senate to present for a vote the anti-lynching case. And, you know, when there's eight black people across the country who were found hung. And right here in New Jersey, in Morris County, a young black man in his 20s was found hanging from a tree. He was one of like 8 or 9 black people, black men, who were found hung from trees. Now, you know, black folks, you know, historically don't, you know, we're the last ones. I mean, I'm not saying that black folks don't kill themselves, but black folks are the least likely of all the ethnic groups. The black people are the least likely folks to hang themselves. And eight to nine people were found hung all across this country. And like I said, right here in the state of New Jersey, where the Ron Kelly show originates from, a young black man was found hung in Morris County in a park. And they're saying that after all the investigation, and they're saying that they haven't found any evidence of wrongdoing. Now, black folks don't historically kill themselves, you know. Black folks don't kill themselves. Ronald McCready says the hypocrisy of this country. Right, exactly. You know, So we better be aware of what's going on. We better be, you know, I mean, I get it. You know, we all want attention and we want likes and we want, you know, we want to drive while we're doing Facebook Live, which I think is insane, because if you have an accident, what's going to be your excuse? Oh, I was on Facebook Live. Or you could even kill somebody while you're doing Facebook Live while you're driving, you know. But like I was saying, like I say about Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg tapped into the universal desire of all people, all races, all creeds, all religions. Everybody wants attention. Everybody wants some kind of attention. And Mark Zuckerberg brilliantly tapped into that. And that's why there's 3, 4, 5 billion people who are on Facebook. Everybody clamoring for attention. And so, but we need to be aware of what's going on in this country. I mean, I get it. You want to take a picture. Hey, I got a new car. You know, I got this, I got that. And my kid graduated, you know. But nobody ever puts the bad stuff down. You notice that? Nobody ever says, well, I caught my daughter in a room with a boyfriend. Or my kid got left back, you know, or my car got repossessed. Nobody ever says that stuff on Facebook. You don't hear that. You don't see that. You know, all you see is the good stuff. You don't see the underbelly. You know, somebody asked me, you don't see the underbelly of people's lives. You always see the good stuff, you know. You don't see, like, I got caught, you know, promoting prostitution, or I got caught trying to hire a hooker. You never see the bad stuff on Facebook. You always see only the good stuff. You know, I got a car, I got a house, I got this, I got that. You know, I did this, I did that. I did a humanitarian thing. I helped a homeless person. You know, that's all you see. You don't see the bad stuff. But, you know, it's very important. About 2 minutes left to the program. I think it's very important, everybody, that we need to get it together. You know, we need to focus on this election. Everybody needs to vote and read the instructions. If you're going to vote by mail, read those instructions. Because if you do one thing wrong, if you do one thing wrong, your vote is not going to count. You don't want your vote not to count, especially not now with Trump stoking the fires of hatred, promoting white supremacy, you know. Because I tell you, it's going to be bad. If Trump wins, it's going to be bad for black people. Mark my words, it's going to be bad. Because you got all the police departments across the United States of America who are endorsing Trump. Even the PBA of New Jersey, all these cops and cops across the country are supporting Trump. Now, what do you think is going to happen if Trump wins? What do you think is going to happen? You know, so we have to be aware. We have to be, you know, we have to make sure that we vote. You know, me personally, I'm going to the voting booth. I'll put on a couple of masks and I'm going to the voting booth. If in-person voting is eligible in New Jersey, I'm going to vote. I'm not taking no chance of my vote. So everybody beware. Now, you watched that debate last night. You heard Trump not condemn white supremacy. You heard that. So who do you think is going to be affected if Trump wins? It's going to be me and you, black folks. Shout out to the white folks who watch the Ron Kelly Show. I appreciate you, and I'm not having nothing against you. There's a lot of white folks do listen. They don't watch too much on Facebook Live, but they do listen on the radio to the Ron Kelly Show, 30 seconds. So thank everybody for joining me. October 1st, 2020. The temperature definitely has changed. Everybody do take care of yourself. Remember to wear that mask. You know, practice social distancing when possible and use your hand sanitizer, because this thing ain't over for a long shot. So we'll see you back here next Thursday for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So what I like to say is it's nice to be important, but it's much more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much. I think I'm done.